You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome all. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Hey, some of my biggest scores in life have come from real estate. I will confess, I haven't bought raw land before, houses, flips, rehabs, but there's a certain appeal to buying and selling land that you can't deny. Mainly, no tenants, no toilets, as they like to say. Well, got somebody on here who's going to explain to you how you do it, how you can do it cheaply. That's the other thing. When you're buying raw land, as long as you buy it smartly, your costs are going to be limited and your upside potential is going to be high. Brent Bowers is with us now, thelandsharks.com. That's where you find him. And if you got a question for Brent after you hear this interview, then please send us an email to kl@carrielutz.com. Brent, welcome. So, hey, I get vacant land, raw land. How long you been doing this for?
You know, I started end of 2015, so I'm still a practitioner. I would say not very long in the eyes of some people, but yeah, 2015, I started it.
You know what they say, those who can do, those who can't teach, teach teachers. That's what my sister used to say. So, you know, obviously along the way, you have some victories, you have some successes, you have some defeats. Tell us about your best land deal ever, Brent.
Man, my best land deal ever, I would say it's probably my first one. And thanks for that opening. Thanks for having me on the show. This is going to be awesome. And I didn't realize you had never purchased any raw land before. So good to know that. All right. So the best deal ever. I was an Army officer. I was struggling with my house wholesaling. I started with rentals, then went, got into wholesaling. Then heard a gentleman talking about doing some land, crazy profits, like getting his money back the next day. And I'm like, oh my Lord, I still haven't got my money back from my first rental I bought like 8 years ago. But long story short, the best deal ever, I mailed out 687 handwritten postcards. I obviously used a mail house to do this to the tax delinquent list that was land. And I received about almost 85 phone calls back. I only had time to return about 20 of them. And the guy literally told me, I'll sell you this land for $285. It's not buildable. Go look at it. Hung up. I said, okay. So I went and looked at it that weekend, had no clue what I was looking at, just realized it wasn't buildable, called the real estate office on the way home that afternoon. And the realtor was very familiar with the land because I wanted to know what the heck would this thing sell for in the MLS. I want the 30-day blowout price, the get it done now price. She said 10 grand. And I hung up on her, or I hung up, said thank her for her time, was very happy. And she called me back 5 minutes later and said, hey, can I buy the land? I said, great, what are you offering? She said, $5,000. And I said, let's do the deal. When do you want to close? She's 4 days from now, close on Wednesday. So Wednesday, I had a $5,000 check for a $285 piece of land.
That's pretty amazing. Amazing. So you were, needless to say, hooked once you encountered that, right?
100%. And I did another one the following week, and it was probably even easier than that deal.
Easier than that. It's hard to believe it could be easier than that. So what do you learn from all this?
You know, what I learned, and it hit me back then too, thank God I realized this, like, first one I thought was too good to be true. The second one I was like, this is definitely too good to be true. The third one I was like, okay, I'm starting to see a pattern here. And the fourth one I'm like, how do I systematize this? How do I get operations and scale this? So that's kind of what I learned from all is like, let's scale this. Let's get this like the McDonald's model. Like you put two squirts of ketchup, one pickle and put the bun on it and let's keep rinsing and repeating and build a cash flow that can get me the heck out of the military. Cause that was my goal at that time. That was my why. I wanted to be home with my children, my wife. I had been gone for so many years, training, deploying overseas, and it, something had to give, or I saw possibly a second divorce coming.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's always to be avoided. Well, I'm looking here at the Lee County, Florida foreclosure tax deed foreclosure list. And here the opening bids, the assessed value is 5,100. They're trying to open bid at 9,000. What am I missing here?
You know, I don't buy at tax auctions. I have never purchased at a tax auction. I try and catch the landowner before that happens. Lehigh Acres, Lee County, great area. Mm-hmm. Get a piece of land for $500, sell it for $5,000, 10x your money. But you're not missing anything. There's a bunch of subdivided land out there, quarter acre, half acre, 1 acre. I'm not personally in that county, but I have students in that county.
Yeah, I mean, I know people that have made a fortune. The person that I worked with had 125 different lots there that he bought between $1,100 and $3,500 each at the foreclosure sale, which it would always be better to get it before, but more work involved. Now, and he only bought property on the water. That was the key. He didn't care what it was. He wanted to buy it at 10% of its peak price before the crash. This was, he was buying in 2012, 13, and he was buying stuff that had sold 10 times its price before the crash in 08 and 09.
Wow.
Is that a good way to do this?
Heck yeah, that's a good way to do it. Now, one thing I'm seeing right now, I was getting land at like 1 cent on the dollar, 10 cents on the dollar, 20 cents on the dollar for the last few years. What I've seen in the last 12 months, land has turned into a seller's market with all this hype, all this building, everyone wanting to get out into the country away, have a little bit more land. I've seen the tables turn a little bit to a seller's market. So I'm having to pay a little bit more, but here's the thing. Here's the reverse opposite side of that coin. I'm getting more for it now too. So I may be paying more, but I'm getting over retail, especially when I offer the easy financing for people. Now, yeah, that's probably only 7 out of 10 of my deals. Mm-hmm. I love to flip for cash too, because I run out of money. I gotta generate money somewhere where I can buy some more of that land that I can sell or finance on the slow roll payment system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at another piece of property here in Cape Coral. Where is it? Southwest, so it's not southeast, which is most desirable, but it basically looks like about an acre on a canal, and the valuation on it is $119,000, and the minimum bid is $19,000. So it sounds like if you could get it around $25,000-$30,000, that would be okay, huh?
Yeah, meets my criteria.
Yeah, so it's all out there. Yeah, this is 1 acre. Hard to believe. And if you look, all the houses around it have pools and everything. So there's lots out there. And I'm just looking at one online. The best thing about Florida is everything's online. Other states, not so much, right?
The whole state was subdivided, you know, back in 2002, 2003, because builders were building. And what's really cool about that area you just looked at in Cape Coral, the houses right beside it, I mean, heck, if you said that land was worth $119,000, what if you got it under contract for, say, 50 cents on the dollar? What would that be? About $60,000? Or maybe if you got it under contract for 70 cents on the dollar, or let's just say 50 cents on the dollar, you got it under contract for half price with an actual landowner. You can sell your contract. You can assign your contract, make a quick $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, because you offer a builder, a developer, a piece of land at a discount that's ready to be built on. I mean, it's a no-brainer for them.
Yeah. The one thing I know you have to watch out for on these things, though, is municipal liens. They're harder to research than regular liens, and, you know, could be problematical if they've been charging $100 a day because the person didn't cut the grass for 3 years.
Yeah, and that happens. We've literally found liens from the city, and luckily the title company found this. But we found liens that we had to pay more to the city than the seller got. So I mean, we've literally gotten land for free from the seller because the taxes were too much. The liens were too high type thing.
A question. So a lot of times you're looking at assessed valuation, and how do you value a property to know you're not paying too much for it?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Lumina Gold, ticker symbol LUM on the Toronto Venture and LMGDF on the OTC, is yet another of legendary mining investor Ross Beaty's Lumina Group. It's advancing the largest primary gold deposit in Ecuador. The resource is estimated to contain 16.7 million ounces of gold and 2.2 billion pounds of copper. At just $7 US per ounce gold equivalent, it trades at an incredible 13% of its net present value. More good news is on the way with an updated PEA study expected in Q2 of 2020. It has unparalleled infrastructure. There's grid power to camp with plentiful, inexpensive hydropower available. It's close to two ports and is just 8 kilometers from a paved highway. Water is plentiful. It's at low elevation. And the closest community, which is very supportive of Lumina's effort, is just a 7-kilometer ride. With all this going for it, it's likely to follow the typical Ross Beaty formula, which means big returns to shareholders. Find out more and sign up for notifications at luminagold.com. That's Lumina, L-U-M-I-N-A, gold.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
I never look at assessed value. I did in the beginning when I didn't know what I was doing. I literally used to offer half the assessed value and got deals, but I've kind of refined it. Now I look at what the actual land is worth. How do I find that out? I call realtors, look at what's sold on the MLS. I look what's sold on Zillow, Land Watch, Redfin, things like that. So I really focus on the actual property value because you also have to be really apples to apples. It needs to be that same half acre. If it's got utilities on one, you're comparing one that has utilities and yours doesn't, then it's an apple and an orange. You're not comparing the same thing. So you got to be really careful about that. It's really easy when you get out kind of in the outskirts, 1 or 2 or 3 acres, there's nothing on that land. It's easier to compare that to 1 or 2 acres type thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, if I was to buy, here's a piece of property, assessed value, it's in Cape Coral in the northwest section, least desirable. Assessed value is 9,000, opening bid is 1,700. So I know you don't go to the auction, but I don't feel like sending out a bunch of letters and beating through and having people call and waste my time. So this might be something I would do. How many letters you got to send out to get a buy, to get a sale?
Dial in about 300 to 500 letters. So if I found a deal like that, it's worth 9,000 and I can get it for 1,700. That's an absolute no brainer for me. I mean, that's a 5X return. That's 5.29. So if I can buy it for 1,700 and sell it for 9,000, that's not including the payments I'm going to receive and the interest I'm going to collect. So I'm already collecting a 5X return at 0% interest. So yeah, those I would do all day long.
Okay. So now you bought the property. Everything is wonderful. It's in the best place on the planet. How do you get rid of this thing now? How do you sell it?
Man, my first thought is I like to sell it before I buy it. I pre-sell. I market like crazy. We call it immediate profits. I probably sold my first 10 parcels on Craigslist. We also put them on Facebook. We put them on buy-sell groups, buy-sell trade groups, marketplace. There's also the land websites like landcentury.com, landhub.com. One of my best KPIs for the last few quarters, key performance indicators, is showing that signs absolutely work well with the amount of money I put in the signs and the dollars we collect. I'll tell you one of them, on average for our marketing spend, for every dollar we spend to sell a piece of land, we collect back $1,100.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. So a sign can do it, huh?
A sign does it.
I'll never forget. I was at somebody's course and it was a boot camp and this lady had zero experience in real estate and she bought 3 properties at the auction, Lee County, online, didn't know what the heck she was doing. But her one strong point was she could take direction. And the person I'm with said, all right, here's what you do. And she showed her how to put ads up on eBay.
Yes.
And within 2 weeks, she had doubled her money. And she went back and bought some more and then couldn't find the person who was giving the course. So she called me, of course, but she had a legal question. And I said, well, this is my friend. I got to take care of him. I can't leave him hanging, even though I should. And, told her what to do, because there's different title issues, which I'm sure you address. In Florida, we have what's called a special warranty deed. So it just says, I didn't do anything to screw up the title from when I got it. Right. Then you got a warranty deed, and then you got a quit claim. You selling them mostly by quit claims, or are you doing warranties as well?
No, we do a title search. I do a warranty deed. So I stand behind the property. I've done a couple that were special warranty deed that was either required by title or, well, yeah, those they were actually required by title to do it that way. But yeah, I do actual warranty deed because I don't want to sell something to somebody that gets caught up. I basically don't want to put anybody in a bad position. I used to buy and sell on quick claim deed until I realized like the difference. Like I had to go through like the school of hard knocks of what a quick claim deed was. Like you said, the seller quits claiming everything. So that $157,000 IRS tax lien comes to me. So yeah, you just really be, I mean, for the listeners out there, got to be careful buying this stuff on quick claim and special warranty. I also buy on a warranty deed. So that's my preferred method anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, getting a warranty deed, you know, that requires, assuming that, this person actually knows something, and, it's hard to get a warranty deed out of buying these. Do you finding people will actually do it for you?
Oh yeah. When we purchase, I would say 9 out of 10 of them will give us a warranty deed all day long.
Really? Are you drafting the deed for them, or are they drafting the deed?
The ones that we, so if we close outside of title, which I call it like our kneecap closing, and it's generally when I'm paying $5,000 or less, I've ran the title, I've done owners and encumbrance, yada, yada. I'm not purchasing a title insurance policy. I draft up the deed. I control the whole process. I send my notary because I can't tell you how many deals I've lost by just sending a deed to somebody and they go to their banker and say, why would you sell this thing for $5,000 worth 20 or 30 or whatever? So we control that. But yeah,
you send a mobile notary out there to get it. You draft the deed for them.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, the system's definitely viable. How much money do you have to put up to start in this? And where would you tell somebody to start if they're starting today?
Well, my first deal, I put $285 up. And what I didn't mention was that was on a Tuesday. I got paid my $5,000 check on a Wednesday. So I gave the seller the cash. Well, actually, I gave him a check. He gave me the deed, which was a quit claim deed at the time. And I brought it to the title company, Land Title, and got my check the next day. So I started with $285. Those postcards cost me probably, since 687 of them out, probably cost me about $250 at 39 cents a piece. So, I mean, if someone's got $50 or $60 a week, they can get into this business. You know, I say like Robert Kiyosaki does, don't quit your day job until your business starts producing a lifestyle and the funds that your day job does. Because, you know, I see so many people get into it in the first month. They went, well, I got to make $5,000 in the first month.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, but so if you can do one per 500, so two per thousand, so it's a low hit rate. Are these people calling you? What are they doing? Do you have to take phone calls or emails? What do you do?
So pretty much all the above. When we send out what we call the LOL, the land offer letter. So we send out that offer at 33 cents on the dollar, depending on the area, obviously, like Cape Coral, I'm not going to get away with 33 cents on the dollar. Probably I'm probably going to have to be at around 50 cents on the dollar right now, because it's a hot market over there.
Sure. Burning hot.
That's right. Definitely. So basically we send them out. We send out the land offer letters and they come back signed in the mail because we give them our mailing address, business reply mail. And then sometimes they'll fax it, believe it or not. We give them a fax number.
They'll use faxes? Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get a fax probably every 2 months.
No kidding. I don't even have a fax machine. I guess I have a phone number that I could use for faxes. Theoretically, you could use your cell phone. You know what you're doing. But I can't even imagine that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So how many deals can one person do in a year?
A year? Well, I have a lady that helps me sell this land, and she's about 63 years old. She travels the country. She sold 9 parcels of land in the last rolling 15 days. So 9 parcels of land, each one of them is going to get us about an average of about $350 a month. Let's just say it's 300. I mean, that's $2,700 additional coming in every month. So it really compounds on itself. So a year's time, if we can do 9 that quick, I mean, you could do 100 of these with a small team. And then I've got an Army officer friend that he just texted me earlier. He's done 6 in the last 30 days while working his Army officer job.
Wow. Well, I am impressed. My hat's off to you. So Brent, people want to find out more about you, what you're doing, best place to find you. How do they connect with you?
Yeah. Head over to thelandsharks.com. I also just launched a YouTube channel called Brent Bowers. I'm like the only guy on YouTube talking about land. So I'm giving everything I got, how to buy this land, how to sell this land. I just launched it a couple months ago. So check it out.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. And don't forget, when you go to the site, make sure you sign up for your free newsletter that we send out on Financial Survival Network. Got questions for Brent? Shoot me an email to kl@carrylutz.com. I'll make sure you get an answer from Brent. Brent, really appreciate you coming on and good luck.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.